This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, we are so close to the end of the week. You can almost taste it. It's right there, just outside of the reach of the tip of your tongue, and we have a fantastic Thursday show for you on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to talk about the looting that's going on. Obviously, what's happening right now in Minnesota, ICE, the Democrat Party is going to be a central theme on the show. The Biden appointees using government as a pipeline for richer, more lucrative jobs. Wealthy billionaires leaving states they helped destroy. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sorry, I know it's the last thing on your mind and doesn't even apply to you at all, but I have to get something off my chest because my blood pressure is through the roof right now and Jewish producer Chris is trying to pour gas on the flames, and so I'm going to go ahead and get it off my chest. I've said it before, I'll say it again. There are few things in the world that get my blood pressure through the roof like talking to a foreigner who can't speak English in customer service on the phone. I had a jacket I bought. I had to send it back because the zipper broke on it the first time I used it, of course. And it was a nice jacket, just a jacket. I send it back. I send it back a week ago. I send it back UPS. Of course, I track it. It's still in the Houston area somewhere, which means what? Everyone knows what it means. Some scumbag stole the thing, I am sure. I'm sure someone's walking around. I'm sure the sleeves are hanging off the end because I'm 6'8", but I'm sure someone's flopping around in my nice jacket in the Houston area as we speak. I have to get a hold of UPS a couple minutes ago. Well, not a couple minutes ago, it was actually a couple hours ago, but still, I have to get a hold of UPS. And who do I get to talk to? Hello, how can I help it, Davey? Click, click, pop, pop, buenas tardes. And I have to ask them to repeat themselves 15 times. I'm starting to get upset. I'm starting to demand to talk to managers. If you are an American corporation of any size, look, I'm not even going to go off about hiring foreigners, which I don't like anyway. I'm going to let that go for now. Hire Americans in customer service. Americans who speak English. It is. You know what? I'm going to let it go. UPS, I'm watching you now. Now you're on notice just because of the phone call. Now I'm just mad just because of the phone call. I'm going to move on. I don't want to sound like an angry old man, but speak English. Now, speaking of which, we've talked many, many, many times, you and I, about what the communists are doing, not just in America, but all of Western civilization, but in America. We'll focus on us for the time being. What is the goal? What's the idea? On top of burning everything down and destroying everything, you know that, but what's the actual goal? Well, stealing. It generally comes down to stealing. Did you know during the Bolshevik Revolution in the Soviet Union, you see the czars, remember the czars, we'll just call them kings, right? But the czars, the monarchy of Russia at the time, they had ruled Russia 300 years. And like all kings, they had all kinds of nice stuff. Fancy carriages and mansions and gold and things like that. You want to know one of the first things they did during the Bolshevik Revolution when they finally got the czars bounced out of power? The savages tore through the, I'll call it a mansion, tore through the mansion of the czar, and they were stripping the paint off the walls. They're just thieves. They're always just thieves. And they'll destroy and they'll kill and they'll do whatever, but it's just a gang of thieves. The Democrat Party, as we've discussed so many times in the United States of America, they are now the Communist Party in the United States of America, and they're doing what communists have always done. They're looting the treasury. Politics in general invites thievery anyway, because when you get elected to any position in politics, at any level, you do get some sort of access to the public treasury. And the public treasury is always, always a huge sum of money. Because when you go pluck whatever percentage of money from every single person and it goes into one gigantic pot, that is a huge sum of money. Communists and their street animals, what do? They figure out endless plots to steal it. Headline, Washington State Auditor finds millions in overpayments by agency responsible for daycare oversight. Have you heard this bit of audio from Scott Bissent about the volume of fraud in this country? Listen to this.
Like I said, I think that this may just be, it's a cold day outside, so this could be the tip of the iceberg here in Minnesota, but it's probably may not be as prevalent, but the dollars may be bigger and larger in other states. And just to put this in perspective for American taxpayers, for American families, the GAO, the General Accounting Office, believes that there is somewhere between $300 and $600 billion of annual fraud, roughly 10% of government spending, that disappears due to fraud. If we can recapture that.
10% of government spending gone. 10%. Why do you think the mayor of Seattle gives answers like this when she's asked by a reporter?
I think the fear in the Somali community is real. The fear in immigrant communities are real, so we're taking that very seriously.
Along those lines, have you asked anyone to follow up on the fraud claims, either to the Department of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs or SPD?
No.
Have you followed up on any of these fraud claims? You've got a bunch of Somalis here. There's a lot of shady goings on. Have you followed up on any of it? No, of course not. Do you remember this? Credit to Mays Moore, by the way, for digging this one up. Do you remember when Jill Biden, she was just the first lady, just the president. Remember when the first lady, Jill Biden, traveled to Minnesota, said this?
First Lady Jill Biden making a stop in Minnesota today to tout the country's investments in child care. She was joined by Governor Walz and Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra during a visit this afternoon to the University of Minnesota. Biden highlighted major investments in child care through the American Rescue Plan. Billions of dollars in
investments
and funding have helped states like Minnesota keep health care and child care providers open and boost pay for child care workers during the pandemic. More than 130,000 child care providers across the country have received federal funding. Last year, the state of Minnesota received more than $500 million to help the child care industry.
$500 million to Minnesota alone of your money. The American communists, known as Democrats, collaborate with the foreigners they bring to the country. And in the end, they're just a bunch of filthy thieves. And you know, it was today. You know how much I hate communists. I know you hate them too. But it was actually today where it finally clicked. Maybe you knew this about me before I knew this about me. It finally clicked in me
why I have such a deep, abiding hatred for communists and communism. It's not just the demonic degeneracy. It's honestly, it's not just the murder, the torture, the everything else they've done. It's because, as you know, as terrible of a person as I am, as much wrong as I've done in my life, I freaking hate thieves. I hate thieves with the fire of a thousand suns. There's something about that specific crime that grinds my gears worse than a foreigner in customer service on the telephone. I can't stand it. And the knowledge that you went to work today and busted your butt and you're scraping by and trying to make ends meet and the federal government stole so much of your money and Democrats and their foreigner allies collaborated to steal it from you makes me so angry I could freaking choke somebody right now. That's where I'm at. I'm going to try to lighten it up, but that's where I'm at. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. I almost forgot to remind you in my blood pressure inducing fury in the opening of the show between the thieves and customer service. I almost forgot to remind you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. What a great day that is. You can email your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. For all you new listeners out there, every Friday on the show, it's a little different. Obviously, we're going to hit the big news of the day, but I answer your questions. All 3 hours dedicated to you. Whatever it is, doesn't even have to be political. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Saw this video. Speaking of thieves, and I'm not even mad at this young lady in the video. I'm genuinely not, and I'll explain why in a moment. Some woman puts up a video. Some woman from Mexico puts up a video online. She says this.
Because you're stupid to think that we moved to this country for some hot dogs and some baseball. We have better vibes, music, food, culture, history, literally all of the above. We just move here because we are looking to make more money and offer a better chance for our family.
You know why I'm not angry at her? Because that's a useless thief who will be a loser her entire life, no matter which country she's in. I'm angry at every American politician, Democrat and Republican, who has watered down our deportation policy to the point where anybody feels comfortable saying that on camera. If you're a foreigner residing inside the borders of the United States of America, you should be afraid to say things like that, because you should know something like that said on camera will result in you being deported if you're illegal. If you're a naturalized citizen, it'll result in you being denaturalized and deported back to the third world dump where you came from. But they're not afraid. That's why they keep putting these videos up. That's why they keep throwing all these things up online. They're not afraid. Now, thankfully, and I am very grateful for this, the Trump administration is taking this seriously, and they appear to want to turn this around. J.D. Vance was dynamite today.
But we believe that there is a nationwide fraud ring that's rooted in rooted in illegal aliens and others taking advantage of the American welfare system. We're going to get to the root of it, and anybody who's involved is going to get prosecuted.
I hope so. Here's the problem with saying that. You know, pause for a second. We'll come back to that. People still ask me about COVID accountability, COVID reckoning. Will there ever be a reckoning? Because I want one, and I know you probably want one. The way we suffered, our children suffered, our hell suffered. Anyway, people ask, will there be an actual reckoning? Will people go to prison? Is Fauci going down? Is it? And the honest answer, I know it's not what you want to hear. The honest answer is no. No, there won't. Why, though? Well, let me change subjects a second time along the same lines. Sorry, you're going to have to bear with me. I'm bouncing all over the walls today. How many Nazis after World War II burned for their crimes? Talking about significant prison time. It's strung up in the gallows. How many? That's right, Chris. You Count them on one hand, two hands. Not many. Why? Were all the other guys innocent? No. When crimes are so widespread that so many people participate in them, human beings will not burn down all the criminals because society itself will burn down with it. Why will there never be a COVID reckoning like you deserve and like I deserve? Because it would bring down so many people, Republicans included. So many people participated in that tyranny. So many people participated in that insanity. It would burn down so much of our society that the thought of it is just too much. Maybe you get a scalp here or a scalp there, but the thought of it is just too much. Back to what J.D. Vance just said.
But we believe that there is a nationwide fraud ring that's rooted in Americans, rooted in illegal aliens and others taking advantage of the American welfare system. We're going to get to the root of it, and anybody who's involved is going to get prosecuted.
I love that he said it. I love that that's the goal. Here's why that's not actually true, though. The Democrat Party is the fraud ring. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. And if you think this is just Minnesota, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona I would love to sell you. Please reach out to the show. I'll give you a great price. It's not just Minnesota. It's not just California. It's not just Maine or any of the other places. And by the way, it's not just Somali immigrants. The Democrat Party nationwide is the fraud party, collaborating with foreigners to loot the treasury of the United States of America. And if you were to actually track down every single person who's responsible for enabling this fraud, the fraud of the American taxpayer, you would have to build a new prison for elected Democrats. And that is such a bridge too far for everybody in our justice system, and frankly, almost everybody in the Republican Party, that it won't happen. That doesn't mean we won't ever have any justice at all. Hopefully we can at least see some major people burn. But why do you think they talk all the time at the highest levels about it's not that bad, it's the federal government? You have governors, senators. How many parts of the Democrat Party today are out there screaming loudly in defense of the woman who tried to run over an ICE officer? How many? All of them. It's all of them. The truth is it's so widespread, it probably can't be tackled. Now let's tackle that. The response you're seeing now in Minnesota and around the country to that woman, that communist, getting killed yesterday. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Yes, I'm seeing things. I'm hearing the same things you're seeing. You're hearing. I'm hearing the same things you're seeing. That doesn't make any sense, Chris. Chris told me to say that. The mayor of Minneapolis asked about all those protesters in the streets. Hey, who's behind all this?
Tell us what the scale of those are. What are you hearing about what's happening on the ground? How did they originate?
Well, look, I won't speak to the work that those that have been organizing is doing right now. I won't speak to that.
Why won't you speak to it, Jacob? Here's why. And you know this already. But all these street animals, all of them, all these street protests, it's not organic. It's funded. It's organized. They show up immediately with professional shines. They show up with professional signs. They show up in mass. They are professional agitators. Headline, Patel says the FBI is investigating organizers and funders of anti-ICE protests for impeding law enforcement. Investigating is not enough. Arresting street animals is not enough. We are going to have more violence, more street animal protests, until at least someone in power actually goes down. J.D. Vance, again, credit to him, was outstanding talking about that incident today.
People in this room have been lying about this attack. She was trying to ram this guy with his with her car. He shot back. He defended himself. He's already been seriously wounded in law enforcement operations before. And everybody who's been repeating the lie that this is some innocent woman who was out for a drive in Minneapolis when a law enforcement officer shot at her, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Every single one of you.
That's well done. He said they're going into the funders.
For example, if you are funding violence against our law enforcement officers, I'm not a prosecutor. My guess is that's not the sort of thing that earns capital punishment, but it should sure as hell earn you a few years in prison if you're funding the effort to try to assault our law enforcement officers. I'm sorry, guys. What's going on here? You guys are meant to report the truth. How have you let yourself become agents of propaganda of a radical fringe that's making it harder for us to enforce our laws? You just asked me a question that presumed that the reason why this woman died is because she was engaged in legitimate protest. She tried to run somebody over with her car, and the guy defended himself when that happened.
Why do we have this in place, though? Why do we have foreign and domestic wealthy individuals who have set up gigantic networks to organize and fund communist street animals? Why is that in place? Well, because the left is evil. Yes, that's correct. Because they want to burn down America, of course. Because they want to loot the treasury. Yep, we just talked about that. All that's true. But if my son is told not to grab a chocolate chip cookie out of the jar, and while I'm standing there, he walks right up to the jar and grabs a chocolate chip cookie, and I don't do anything, then the next time he walks up to the jar when he's not allowed and grabs a chocolate chip cookie, it stops being my son's fault and it starts being my fault. The truth is the United States of America, our government, and namely the Republican Party, because we all know Democrats aren't going to go after themselves. The Republican Party has been so weak for so long. I'll circle back to something I said earlier about how that foreigner on camera who was talking about looting the place, about how she should be afraid to say that. She should be afraid of getting denaturalized, deported, sent home. If you're a foreigner, a foreign billionaire, you should be really, really afraid of funding insurrection inside the borders of the United States of America. That should be something that keeps you up at night. And I mean that in all the worst ways you can imagine. Because you're not an American citizen, you don't get any legal protections. If you're a foreigner, a foreign wealthy guy, anywhere in the world, and you spend your money causing civil unrest inside the United States of America, you should have to up your security team. Now, let's go to domestically, because we have to deal with American citizens differently. You should have an army of lawyers on call at all times if you're a domestic rich guy funding this stuff locally, funding this stuff domestically, I should say. Why aren't they afraid? They're not afraid because Republicans have handled them with kid gloves for so long. And the problem is now the Trump administration has to deal with the world as it is, the world that has been built for decades and decades and decades before we got here. So now we're discussing things like the Insurrection Act. Now we have the governor of Minnesota kind of in a roundabout way talking about pitting the National Guard against federal officers. Now we're at a place, an extremely ugly place, one we've talked about before, where we have to acknowledge that parts of America are not America anymore. I hate that. We have right now in the United States of America foreign countries, hostile foreign countries inside our borders. Hostile foreign countries who will go to war to protect their interests against our interests. I know that's a horrible, ugly thing to say, but it is true. When you have just the idea of a sanctuary city, that's something that should have been smashed out of existence by Republicans the second someone even brought it up. The idea that you can have a city that just decides immigration law doesn't apply here. If you're a foreigner, you can come here and not worry about the consequences. The idea that that is allowed to go on inside the borders of our country, and it's been allowed to go on for so long that now people simply accept that it's true. What's happened is the cancer that is the Democrat Party, the cancer that is communism in the country, has metastasized to such a level that it's possibly stage four. I play something for you. It's nothing that's going to shock you. And that is shocking, for lack of a better way to put it. But I'm going to play something for you, and it won't shock you. It didn't shock me. But when you actually take it in and think about it, it's a sobering, sobering reality of where we are. Here is the most powerful Democrat in Washington, D.C.
What we saw today was...
We should not have ICE agents patrolling our streets. They're not needed. They create chaos, and they even create deaths.
We should not have ICE agents patrolling our streets? Every country in the world has deportation, people. You have to have people to deport illegals. One of our two political parties, 50% of the political leadership in the United States of America doesn't believe we should have a deportation force to get rid of foreigners. That's a level of subversiveness that we can't overcome. We have to have a Democrat Party that is reformed. Now, that's the bad news, but I do have some good news. It'll be long-term good news, but I have some good news on that. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Thursday. Don't forget tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get all your questions emailed in right now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Now, that was a little bit of darkness, a little bit of black pilling, but let me give you a potential solution. Something that we may actually be able to have some control over, if you will. As we talked about before, there is no long-term future for a country where 50% of the leadership is trying to burn it down. You can't have that. If this stuff continues for 100 years, we won't be
here. We should not have ICE agents patrolling our streets. They're not needed. They create chaos.
If this stuff continues for 100 years, we won't be.
What we saw today was a criminal murder a woman and shot her in the head.
If this stuff continues for 100 years, we won't be.
I'm proposing that governors should revoke driver's licenses from ICE agents who roam communities in a masked way, unidentified. You've got a lot of powers. Use those powers to defend the most vulnerable.
However, that means the Democrat Party has to reform, right? The Democrat Party, as it currently exists, will end the country. So we need them to reform. But you can't control that. You're not a Democrat. I can't control that. I'm not a Democrat. I don't vote in their primaries. I don't intend to. But what do we do then? Well, if we take aggressive legal action, we deport the foreigners, we break up and prosecute the fraud rings, that will have the effect on the Democrat Party we need, and here's why. You're not going to appeal to their morality. You're not going to get them to stop importing foreigners and defending criminals and committing fraud. That they're not capable of that. These are all demons. But if you break up their support network, Democrats will be forced to focus domestically again, and try to find a domestic coalition, because the Democrat Party is not the 50-50 party. They're the 20-80 party now. They are the 20% party in this country. The only reason they have political power is the mass importation of foreigners and, of course, stealing elections. That's, of course, what they do. But if you were to put a stop to those things, it would force them to change or become extinct. It's like an alcoholic. You ever heard of these pills that can be given to alcoholics where it will make them insanely sick if they have a drink of alcohol? You ever seen these before? I've actually had these before. No, it wasn't for alcoholism. I forget what it was. The pill serves a different purpose, and I forget what I had, but doctor gave them to me and said, hey, don't drink any booze. Well, I was past my booze in years, so it wasn't a problem. I was like, okay, fine. I won't drink any booze. I have these. I have them in my pocket right now. You ever have these Listerine breath strips? They're just those little, it's just a little rectangle you put on your tongue, freshens up your breath. I didn't realize there's alcohol in those. I'm taking these pills. I put a Listerine breath strip on my tongue. I was hovering over the trash can, ready to upchuck my lunch. That's how powerful it was. It was overwhelming. So they give these kinds of pills to alcoholics. Why? Well, with an addiction that bad, and maybe you're in the throes of this, by the way, keep struggling. You will overcome it. You will. I promise you will. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. You will. Anyway, with an addiction that strong, sometimes you have to force the issue. Democrats are not going to reform on their own. They're demonic. They won't. They are not going to stop lying, cheating, stealing, killing, doing everything evil communists do. You can't make them. You can't convince them to stop, I should say. But they also want to continue to exist. You know what Chuck Schumer and AOC and Eric Swalwell and Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker and Nancy Pelosi and all the, you know what they all have in common? Every one of them. They may look different. They may talk different. Every single one of them wants to remain in power. And you can force them to change by taking their power base out of the United States of America. That's a fact. I'm still steamed about that customer service call, Chris. I can't let it go. Look, I swear, this is why I speak so passionately about Pure Talk. It is. It's jarring. It's so common to get a hold of someone on the phone now and speak to some foreigner that when you get a hold of Pure Talk, it's like you got the wrong number. You have to look at your phone. Wait a minute. I'm talking to an American? They're speaking English to me and they're nice? They almost sound happy to talk to me. And when I have a problem, they're happy to help? Not trying to run me off the phone. Can we send you an email, sir? None of that. I love my cell phone company. Don't have Verizon. Don't have T-Mobile. Don't have AT&T. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. All right? Right now, when you switch, save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk. Hey, Jesse, is this Minnesota's Mogadishu? Immobilized law enforcement besieged by insurgent rioters. It's not law enforcement. I mean, that's part of it because they've completely drained so much of Minneapolis's police department of good cops. They all went to Florida. They all went to Texas. They all went to places they'd be welcome. And now you have an undermanned police force and a bunch of turds on the police force. It's not necessarily on the cops. That's what I was talking about, how we have hostile foreign city-states inside our borders. The entire city is run from the top down by people who hate America and by people who will work very, very hard to subvert America. And the people there, too. This is one of the witnesses to the ICE shooting. I want you to listen to this. Listen to this.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her. But she was very... She was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there.
We know what she was doing. We know why she was doing it. What she was doing was on camera, accelerating at the ICE officer. It's all on camera, and yet every Democrat in the United States of America is defending it and talking about trying to prosecute the guy who defended himself. That's a hostile, subversive, foreign city-state inside of our borders. How do we keep chopping away at that? I don't know. But I know we have to. I'll tell you that much. I know we have to. All right. I'll continue. I got some more emails on this. We'll talk about that. Then we're going to talk about billionaires leaving states they destroyed. Next.